It's 7:04. This is KRCC NCPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Republican Congressman Jeff Herd broke with most of his party and voted to end President Trump's tariffs on Canada. Herd says it was a tough vote, but he stands by it.
I've heard a lot from our farmers, agriculture producers, manufacturers of all sizes across the district that these tariffs are not good for Colorado's 3rd District. And the Constitution is clear, and it's in the best interest of my district. And for me, that made the vote the right vote, and I stand by it.
Trump's threatened primary challenges against Republicans who voted to end the tariffs, and he's likely to veto the measure if it makes it to his desk. Colorado's other Republican representatives all voted to keep the tariffs in place. The driver convicted of killing rising cycling star Magnus White is facing new criminal charges stemming from a previous job. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Yeva Smelianska is facing felony theft charges stemming from when she worked at Three's Bar in Longmont. The Ukrainian immigrant allegedly deposited the same paychecks multiple times. The bar's bookkeeper discovered the fraudulent activity last August. The business lost over $2,000 as a result. Smelianska was convicted of reckless vehicular manslaughter in striking and killing White as he finished a training ride on Highway 119 outside of Boulder in 2023. She sought to be placed in community corrections in Boulder County, but her application was denied last month. Her next court appearance is scheduled for Friday. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
More than 100 high school students held a rally at the state capitol yesterday, calling for tighter gun laws. The event was part of an annual State House Advocacy Day for Colorado members of Students Demand Action. This year, students urged lawmakers to pass a bill expanding Colorado's existing ban on 3D printed ghost guns and their parts. They were joined at the rally by two of the bill's Democratic sponsors. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. It's 7:06.